sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I've liked working on that pro, but many a future challenges to be had as well.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. It's also a bit of an albatross hanging around my neck, I guess, to have this registry that still hasn't launched with my name tacked on it, so. So right, Glenn, am I right? Right now we have Tom, Steve, Kathy, and Dave.
That's right. We've got GTLD. We have got non-commercial, registrars, and IP. We're missing business, and we're missing ISP. And Thomas, according to Tom Keller's message, will be joining us later.
Yeah, I got an IM from Thomas to the same effect, so that does seem to be the case. But so have you had RSVPs from anyone else that's not on the call at this point?
And I think it was Amadeo who said that he could not attend, and Marilyn said that she would attend.
Okay, so we should be expecting Marilyn at the very least.
And I was hoping we could have a fast meeting because there's a lot of catch-up stuff to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. Originally, actually, we were not going to have a group meeting at all, and just teams were supposed to get together at some point during the week. But we had the call scheduled, and I thought we would briefly work on some logistical issues. But my intention is to keep this fairly short.
Cool.
Does anyone want to, since I wasn't there, I guess everyone else was, but does anyone want to share experiences with regards to the workshop and whether it was productive and whether we're likely to see any more responsiveness to our various surveys and whatnot as a result?
Well, I think Tom should talk about the meeting because he was chairing it, or in your absence.
Yeah.
He was chairing it. But I think we will see, I think we're going to see some more responses to the survey, particularly the GAC survey, because I talked to a number of GAC representatives and they're interested, and George Papapavli did a presentation to a joint registrar non-commercial constituency meeting, and he sat there and laid out his answers to everything. That's pretty much what he based the presentation on, so we'll definitely see from him. I think Italy will probably respond. There was interest. They just hadn't kind of, they were still, GAC was still putting it all together, and I think Bruce made a presentation, and I gave materials to the U.S. Department of Commerce with the extension of the deadline and all that. So, and Glenn posted everything on the website, so finally everything's there, and they're beginning to pull it together. So at least on that front, I think we'll see things.
Great. Tom, can you just share your impressions of the workshop meeting?
Sure. Well, actually, I don't really think it was too surprising that not a lot of new ideas came up, actually. I mean, they're very old. Always the same people coming up to the mic and letting us know their views on it. I was very diverse, I would say, between the pro-privacy people and the people from the IP constituency. And so we didn't really get new input, but it was very interesting to see that it's still, the people are still arguing with a lot of passion, I would say. And I made the experience that it's very hard to tell whether something is an opinion or something is a fact, what people actually do with data. But at the outcome of the workshop, I would say it's rather good that we have a script. And we really have to look that through and pick out certain things. Whether we can use it or not should be maybe debated on the list.
Okay.
But it was more or less the same input we received before.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. Good to know at the very least. Does anyone take away any additional tasks or steps that we ought to be pursuing as a result of the workshop or anything that happened in Rome?
I guess it's nothing to do with Rome, but what we probably should do is focus very much on the data we had before and we received during the other workshops, because I don't really think that we will get much more input, even thought we encourage the people to participate. But the three task forces out there asking questions, I think it's very unlikely that we will receive a lot of answers, at least from the stars. And I don't know what will happen to the GAG and the disease, but we haven't received anything from the disease, so I'm not very optimistic that this will be more in the near future, actually.
Right, yeah, and I think to a certain extent that's the sense of the conversation and the council meeting last Wednesday, Thursday, whenever it was, as well, which is that to a certain extent there's a difficult balancing act here between wanting to give everyone enough time to respond and then also wanting to get the work done and recognizing that typically people don't respond until after they start to see policy recommendations. So
yeah.
It may be that we'll have to make do with the limited set of data we have in order to start to formulate recommendations and recognize that there may be substantial changes between the initial report and the final report based on additional data and thoughts and comments that we receive in that public comment period after some substantive policy recommendations have been made.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to move forward from now on, that we're trying to get as much data together as we can and then write something, discuss something, and put it forth. And then if you see that there is a lot of input coming in, we might just consider asking the council for some more time to engage in the ongoing discussion.
Yeah.
We're not talking about not honoring the existing deadlines that we've set, are we?
No, certainly.
I think we're
going to stick by our existing deadlines, but just, I think we just at some point need to recognize the fact we're just not going to receive a vast number of responses and just do the best we can with what data we have. But certainly, yeah, I think you're right. For the GAC, at least, we'll be waiting for the 15th, which is still only a week from today.
Right. And we did put out a call, for people to respond to the other. Tom posted the other questionnaires and really urged people to respond. So that was good. So some stuff may trickle in from that.
Great. Yeah, well, hopefully that will be helpful. And we have a limited set of responses, but...
But hey, we've got so many more responses in Task Force 3. we look like a success mission. We really do.
Well, we are a success mission, so it's no surprise. okay, well, so I think that just looking forward over the next week or two, I think that Tom's right. We do really want to start to focus on getting some analysis of this data done. So I'm certainly going to encourage that all of the teams start to work together pretty closely and vigorously in order to start to make use of the data that we do have and to put together information back to the task force so that we can start working, drafting an interim report in the not too distant future. Let me just pull up the calendar. I did inform the council that we were running 10 days behind the sort of unified schedule based on the delay that we had to give the GAC. But let me just remind everyone of where that puts us in terms of dates.
Good afternoon, Thomas here.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
We were just discussing the new and improved dates for the task force's work based on a 10-day delay that I announced to the council last week. But I've lost the actual dates. Give me one. the dead air. The current calendar calls for the to receive constituency statements on March 19th, but we've modified that to be March 29th. And then preliminary task force report due on April 19th. Public comment period closes on May, whatever 20 days after that is, like May 8th, I think. And then the final report is due on May 30th. So that's where we stand in terms of dates and what we're trying to hit based on the 10-day delay with the GAC. But that means we do need to have our data analysis done probably. We need to probably by next week we would want to have that all complete and published to the constituencies. And ideally speaking, if teams could put together any draft analysis during the course of this week, that would be very productive. I know it's probably going to be a hectic week for everyone, given that everyone's just getting back from Rome. So that may or may not actually succeed, but I would encourage the teams to try to accomplish that. Any other thoughts or comments on the timeline? I don't want to rehash it necessarily every time we have a call.
Oh, I think you should.
Okay.
So we don't forget those dates.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad to repeat them whenever, but I think, you know, we all understand that this is fairly aggressive, but that we're trying to work in parallel with the other task forces and with the expectations of the council and the board as well.
Jordan, this is Steve. On that, is it the case then that all the task forces have done this 10?
No, only we have, at least as of the last council meeting, we were the only task force to request the 10-day delay. The council seemed not to become too aggravated by the 10-day delay, but neither of the other two task forces made a request for an extension. But basically, I think the 10-day delay still keeps us pretty well within the time frame to have the council consider the recommendations in June in order for the board to vote on it in July, and that's
I understand that. I just know that the IP constituency anyway was kind of working on constituency statement for all task forces as one document.
Well, certainly I think we would accept the statement earlier if that was the IPC's strategy.
Well, it's not a question of strategy, it's just a question of what we can get accomplished.
Sure. No, it makes sense.
Time period.
Well, this may be all the participation that we have on the call. I just want to raise the one sort of substantive topic that I need to deal with today, which is my status. And then does anyone else have any other business they want to cover today before we wrap up the call? Okay, great. So let me just, for Thomas at least, who's just joined, to reiterate that as of today, I do not work for a registry, even though I am the registry representative to the task force. This leaves me in a slightly awkward position, as I'm sure all of you can imagine. And at this point, the registry constituency, which is aware of my situation, has not requested that I step down. Is that that's right, David? I know that this was covered at the Rome meeting, and I haven't heard anything to indicate that I should step aside. Is that right?
That's right, as far as I know.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure, since I wasn't in Rome, I wasn't party to those conversations either. But so the registry constituency has not asked me to step aside, but I would, let me just propose one of two paths that we could take from this point that I would feel comfortable with. The first path would be that I could continue to serve as the chair in sort of an administrative capacity, but I would probably prefer and defer to David to be the spokesperson for the registry constituency, as he actually represents a registry. and so I would essentially take a non-advocacy position, and as I guess a chair theoretically is supposed to do anyways, and just sort of try to move the meetings along and make sure we get our work done. I'm willing to do that on an ongoing basis, I guess, regardless of what my status is, in order to see the work of the task force completed. So that's option one. Option two is, if the task force isn't comfortable with that, given my dubious status, then I am certainly willing to step aside and allow a new chair to be elected, who is a little bit more permanent and stable in terms of their interaction with the task force. And we can decide, since there's not a huge amount of participation, if people don't feel comfortable making a decision one way or the other, we can certainly push this out to the list for email discussion / voting. But if anyone has thoughts, I'd be glad to hear them.
David, I guess I just have sort of a gut feeling that if you're really no longer going to be connected with the registry business, it is sort of anomalous that you play a role. I really appreciate all the work you've done, and not in any way a criticism there. I think we, as a matter of principle, ought to have somebody who's involved in the actual functioning of a registry. Because there are a lot of important things that have to be decided.
Yeah, David, I don't disagree at all. And that's why I suggested definitely I would no longer be taking an advocacy role with regards to the work of the task force. So certainly for all, I would look to you to be the representative of the registry constituency. I'm suggesting, similarly actually to how Task Force 1 is operating with Jeff as a sort of neutral chair, and Ken Stubbs, I believe, am I right? Yeah, Ken Stubbs is the, or no, it's you, David, actually, right? As the actual speaking representative for the constituency.
Yeah, in Task Force 1.
Right. So, once again, if you know anyone's uncomfortable with that, I would certainly understand that, and am glad to step aside in favor of another chair.
How soon do you think you're going to know about your status?
I would suspect it will probably be over the course of the next week or two, but certainly not in the next day or two.
We don't need to do anything very quickly. I guess because there are a number of people not on this call, we probably should do this by email so that the whole group gets to have some input.
Sure.
Okay, well, let us know as soon as you can what the...
Yeah, we'll do.
Let me just have one other question. I don't know whether you are able to answer this. Really a black and white outcome. Either you will be definitely involved in the registry, or you will definitely be in the industry of making widgets like that.
There's definitely no, at this point I would say there's no black and white outcome. Either I will definitely be a registry or something X. But either definitely I will be a registry or not. So.
Okay.
But yes, it's not clear exactly what other course my life might lead in at this point.
Okay.
Does anyone else have thoughts or comments?
Well, this is Steve. I'm certainly comfortable with pursuing option one for now,
mm-hmm.
Until we, you know, circulate something on the list and figure out how we want to handle it in a slightly longer term. But, I mean, I don't think we are likely to have a meeting of the full task force for a week or two, I guess, but I'm certainly comfortable if you're willing to continue in this administrative role for the time being.
So yeah, should certainly
should take you up on that at least until the dust settles.
Sure. Yeah, well, certainly no problem to continue in the in an administrative capacity in the short term. Although, like I said, I will be deferring to David to for advocacy issues with regards to the registries.
This is Kathy. I think it's really nice of you not to, you know, exit stage left in the earliest possible moment. But, you know, in some ways it actually depends, I think, on what the registries do. As you pointed out, you're the registry representative. You and David are. Until that authority is changed, you're here, as far as I'm concerned, you're here on the task force on their behalf.
Right. I guess, strictly speaking, there's nothing in our bylaws that require the task force representatives to work for a registry, so theoretically they could just pick someone out of thin air and assign them to a task force. So,
horrible fate.
Yes, indeed.
Walking down the street, you're on a task force.
So I will continue to advise the constituency, and you know, they may decide that they would rather not have me continue to participate in the task force as well. And certainly, I would understand that. Okay, well, I'll leave this to the list. For now, we'll continue to operate in I guess mode one, where I will try to continue some administrative functions. David will become the primary registry representative in terms of speaking and saying exciting things on behalf of the registries, and we will try to resolve the situation over the next couple of weeks until we have our next full meeting of the task force. Other than that, I would just encourage each of the teams to start to get together either by email or schedule conference calls. I think Glenn could coordinate. Is that right, Glenn?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and to push ahead with the data analysis, which we really do have to have complete, hopefully no later than the next week. And ideally speaking, if we can start to get drafts out this week, that would be, I'm sure, beneficial to all the constituencies trying to put together statements right now.
Can we leave the slot open next week for the teams to talk?
Sure. I mean, the teams can meet whenever they want to, but certainly if they wanted to choose this particular time, that's no problem. I don't think we'll have a meeting of the full task force next week.
Cool.
So we should plan, though, the week after next to have a full task force meeting to get our bearings, and hopefully we'll be done with the data analysis and start to prepare to receive constituency statements to produce policy recommendations.
That makes it the 22nd of March.
Makes it the 22nd, that's correct.
That would be a full meeting.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other business or thoughts they want to cover before we wrap this up? Okay, well, we'll call this end to the meeting, and I will, like I said, drop a note to the full task force regarding my status, as well as follow up with the registry constituency as well.
Hey.
Meet with your teams.
Well, good luck, Jordan.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck.
Thanks, Jordan.
Okay.
Good luck. Would you like me to keep this open, Kathy, for your team?
Yeah, I'll circulate a message and get back to you.
Okay, do that.
If everyone can schedule, because it's a really good slot for our team. So.
Fine, do that. You send the message and I'll schedule after that.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Do I have to send one out for correct?